stole, they have nothing to do with Misa. There's no Pasha of Misa yet. All they're coming for is just to give him Malkus. That's the Locha. When a Ben Sarah murder the first time when he steals and eats the meat, he's only Chayiv Malkus. So that's the first Pir of Edim. They have nothing to do with Misa. Which Edim are coming to Mechayiv and Misa? Only the second Edim. So therefore the second Edim is called a Kulei Dover. That's called the complete Edis. And therefore they want to be Mechayiv and Misa. And therefore if they're Zenimim, they'll be killed. Fahani Achrini Kulei Dover Koavdi Lei. The second Edis, they're the complete Edis. By Ben Sarah Meira, the first Edis has nothing to do with Misa, only to do with Malkus. Which Edis caused Misa? Only the second pair. Therefore, that's called the Kulei Dover, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Papa asked the question, Yochi is so, Edim Mechira Nami Liktalei. I'll tell you the case of kidnapping, the second Edis that says that we saw him sell him, there should also be Chayiv Misa. Want to say the same for here also. The first Edus that says that I saw him steal, for that alone he's not Chayiv Misa yet. So all they meant to do is just to be Mechayiv Malkus. Let the first Edus say we have nothing to do with Misa at all. We're only saying it's Chayiv Malkus. Who is coming to Mechayiv Misa? Only the second pair. So why is that also called a Kulei Dover? Why is this different than a Ben Sarah Meira? No, okay. But that's what he came for. Rashi speaks that right. All right, we'll soon see. Yeah. So Marin says, maybe you'll tell me. Like you're saying, the Chizkiyot, you don't get Malkus over here. Rashi says, "Agneva lechudei mishum devele lav shenitin leazoras mitzvahs bezdin shemimachrenu yorek." Maybe just for kidnapping somebody, even though you're not chayiv misa yet, but a koponer for that lav, you'll be potter from malchus because this is a lav connected to a chayiv misa. Because with the gneva, if you go a step further and make the mechira, then you're chayiv misa. So therefore, for the lav of gneva, you'll be potter from malchus. Learn like this. What's going to be in a case where two Edim said that Reuven kidnapped Shimon? Shuzmu. And then we find out these two Edim are false. So Chizkiyah, Rabbi Yechonah, Machlokes. Chadama 1 says Leikin. Yes, we give them Malkus. That this Edis is called Edis that came from Malkus. And now that they were caught to be Zememem, we give them back Malkus. The Chadama 1 says, no, ain loikin. We do not give these two Edim Malkus. So it's a machlokes. We'll soon see what Chizkiyah says. The Yarmin of the Gemara says, Testaim, I'll bring you proof, to Chizkiyah diyama loikin. Yes, Chizkiyah himself holds that for these two Edim receive Malkus. So you see, according to Chizkiyah, when the first two Edim came to say he's a kidnapper, since they do not say that he also sold him, so they're only coming to give him Malkus. And the person would receive Malkus. Now that they're caught to be Zayimim, we give them Malkus instead. Now, why? Me, the Yomachiski and the Hargim, since Chizki is the one that says that they are not killed. So why aren't they killed? You have to say because their Edis is only for a Chi of Malkus, not for a Chi of Misa. The Reb Yech, listen, because according to if Reb Yech is the one that says that the Chi of Malkus, Kivan, the Yom and the Hargim. Reb Yech says no. These two Edim, the Edim are the Gnevra alone. If they're caught to be Zememim, they are killed, Rabbi Yochanan says. He holds even a Chatzi Dor is also a good Edis. If so, Hevel Elav Shadit L'Azoros Mitzvahs Bezdin, that this lav of stealing alone, it's called an Azoros Mitzvahs Bezdin, the Edim, for the Gnev alone receive Misa. If so, the Cholav Shadit L'Azoros Mitzvahs Bezdin, any lav that's given, that this lav could end up to give you Misa, the Klal is, ain't liking a love. We say this lav was not given for the punishment of Malkus, but rather it was given for the more common punishment. It was given for the punishment of Misa. If so, Eoloiloki, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the person they said Edis upon. These two Edim said that Reuven kidnapped Shimon, said so, Reuven does not receive Malkus, because this is a lav, Shadit Lazarus Misa's Bezdin. If so, Inu, Hechiloki. How could you tell me, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that when we find the two Edim to be Zememim, we'll give the Edim Malkus? That doesn't make any sense. Edim Zememim is always Kasha Zomam Lasois. what they wanted to give him, that's what we'll give back to them. Here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when these two Edom said Edus that Reuven's a kidnapper, they did not want to give Reuven Malkus. Reuven does not receive Malkus. It's a lav shenitl lazaras Mrs. Bezdin. So now that the court to be zememim, how could you tell me the Edom will receive Malkus? That's not kasha zomam. So bringing the proof now that Chizki is the one that says the first two Edim are Mechayiv Malkus. So starts the question then. According to Chizki, why does he say when you have these first two Edim that say on Geneva, and then the second two Edim say on Mechira, they're both Potter from Misa. The second Edus should be Edus from Misa. That should be a Kula Dover. According to Chizki, the first two Edim that say we saw Reuven kidnap Shimon, they're coming to be Mechayiv Reuven Malkus. Who is making the Chiyuv Misa? The second Edom. When the second Edom come and say, we saw Reuven take Shimon and sell him to somebody else, they'd be Mechayivim Misa. So according to Chizki Takasha, why isn't the second Edom killed? If the second Edom are caused to be Zenimim, they should be killed. Just like he says by Ben Sarah Murrah, we killed the second Edus by kidnapping also. The second Edus is the one that's Mechayiv Misa. So it says, "Elo Hamra Papa." Papa says like this: "The Eidei Mechira, the Kuli Amalei Pligim Zinahogim." Stack it true. You're right. On the second Eidus here, if the first two Eidim say Reuven kidnapped Shimon, and then a second pair of Eidim come and say we saw the way Reuven even sold the Shimon, so Pshita the second Eidus, if they are caught to be Zememim, they will be killed. And that's called Kulei Dover. The second Edus, that's the one that's coming to make the Chiyuv Misa upon Reuven. Therefore, that's called Edim for Misa. If they're caught to be Zememim, we'll have them killed. That Chizki agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. And so, keep thinking, where's the Machlokes Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan? The Edim Gneva. It's the Machlokes only upon the first pair of Edim. Chizki Yomah in the Hogim, Gneva Lechude Kaima, or Mechiv Lechude Kaima. Chizki says, no, when the first two Edim come to Bezalel and says, we saw Reuven kidnap somebody, that Edus has nothing to do with Misa. Just for kidnapping alone, you're not Chayiv Misa. That's called an Edus for Malkus and not for Misa. Therefore, the first two Edim are not killed. Because he holds Kineva L'chud Kaima, they're separate. They're coming to Mechayiv Malkus or Mechiva L'chud Kaima. And the second Edim that saw the selling, that's the one that's come to Mechayiv Misa. However, Rabbi Yechanan Amar no. We hold like Rabbi Yechanan, he holds Nahogim. We kill both of the pair of Edim. Why? Because Geneva Aschalta de Mechirahi. And if I'm with two Edim come to Bezin to say, we saw the way Reuven kidnapped somebody, you know clear that that's the beginning of the Chiyuv Misa. That you know clear for the action that Reuven just did, that Reuven just kidnapped somebody, it's very possible Reuven will come to be Chiyuv Misa. Even though you do not know that Reuven finished off the job that sold him, but you know it's very, and most probably will do it. If he started the Aver, he must probably finish it. So since you're saying Edus, that he made the Gneva, that's called Edus on Aschalt of the Misa. So it's also called, you want to give him a Chiyuv Misa. Just you can't give it completely yourself. You have to wait for second pair of Edim. And Rabbi Yechanan argues, all that's Rabbanim of Rabbi Kiva, that even a Chatzi Dover is also called Edus. But I'll call upon him, it's considered a Chatzi Dover. It's considered you're starting off Edus to end off giving him Misa. So therefore, if you're caught to be Zenimim, we'll have you killed also. Sefta Machlokes. When two Edom only come to Bezin and say, we know the way he kidnapped, is that called Aschalta de Misa or not? Now the Gemara says, interesting, Umeide Rabbi Yechanan B'Edom O'Rishonim Sheben Tzor Omeira Sheuzmu Shein Nehogim. Rabbi Yechanan also agrees that by Ben Tzor Omeira, the first two Edom that just come to say he did it the first time, they will not be killed. Why? Mitzarech Shecholim Leino La'Kois Ebono. Because they're for sure two separate Edis. The first time you catch a Ben Tzor Omeira, you give him Malkus, nothing more. So that's clear for Malkus and not for Misa. Omer Abaye Abaye said like this, Hakel Moedim Ben Tzor Omeira, everybody agrees by Ben Tzor Omeira. For Yakel Moedim Ben Tzor Omeira, another case everybody agrees. Or Machoik is a Ben Tzor Omeira. There's a third case, there are three cases in Ben Tzor Omeira. Two cases everybody agrees, and in one case is a Machoikis. What's going on here? Hakel Moedim Ben Tzor Omeira, the Edom, or Rishonim Shein Nehogim. The first two Edom, the first time they catch their son stealing and buying meat, that those two Edom are only coming from Malkus, not from Esau. If they're caught to be Zenimim, we do not have them killed. This everybody agrees to. The first two Edom of the Tzoremorah is coming to Mechayev in Malkus, nothing more. The Yaakov Modim, everybody agrees, the Ben Tzoremorah, that the Yaakov Misa, that means the Edom Achreinim, the second pair of Edom, that come a second time to Bezer and say, listen, we know that this son was warned once, and we saw the way he did it a second time, that again he stole money from his parents, and he went and bought meat and wine and ate it in somebody else's house. And the second pair wanted him to chayev in Misa, and now the second Edom are caught to be Zenimim, Shenahogim. This everybody also agrees, that the second pair would be killed. Mitarech she'edim o'rishayni mechayim leim ala kaysi banu, v'ahani kulei dova kravdilei. Therefore, since the first two Edom is clearly only from Malkus, which Edom are here for Misa? Only the second pair. Therefore, everybody agrees the second one would receive Misa. If they're caught to be Zenimim, since they're the ones that wanted to have the son killed, if they're caught, they'll be killed. This everybody agrees. Where's the Machlaikis though? Oh, Machlaikis also ben Tzoremorah. That Shnayim Maimrim too said, before Neinu Gonav. Two Edom says, we saw the way the son stole money from his father. Who Shnayim Maimrim, two different Edom say, before Neinu Ochal. Here's the Machlaikis. You don't have the same pair saying that the son stole the money and bought the wine and meat and ate it. Two separate Edom. Here's the Machlaikis. That according to Chizkiah, he owes like a Mekiva, it's called the Chatzi Dover. Each Edom is only a Chatzi Dover. They're not here to Mechayev Misa, they'll be Potter. But according to the Rabbanan, we don't hold like the Mekiva, even a Chatzi Dover is okay. So here it's called Edus, for Misa, they'll also be killed. This is the Machlaikis of Chatzi Dover. Is this called the Chatzi Dover or not? Omar Abasi, Edom Mechira B'Nefesh Shuzmu. You have Edom that say Reuven kidnapped somebody, and now they have the Ramazim them. The Lachar is Ein Hogim. The Edom Mechir alone we do not kill, not like we have before. He says, Edom Mechir B'Nefesh Shuzmu Ein Hogim. Why? Mitarech Shiyochol Leimer Avdi Machati. Just for this Edom alone, if two Edom come and say to Reuven, we have Edom, we saw you sold somebody. You know what? Reuven can answer back. Reuven will not even receive Malkus. Reuven can say, you know what I sold? I sold my Eved. Sure, you caught me selling somebody, but do you know who he was? I sold my own Eved. An Eved you're allowed to sell. So since the Nidin himself would get out from Malkus, we do not give the Edom Malkus either. Rashi says, there's no Edom Geneva. We do not know that Reuven kidnapped this person. Just to Edom come out of the blue moon and say, we saw Reuven sell somebody. So such aid is just saying we saw you sell somebody, Bezin says that means nothing. Just the fact you saw him sell somebody, what does that mean? Maybe that person was Zevet. You have to prove it. The Edom don't know who the person was. So such aid is can't be Mechayev anything more. It can't be Mechayev anything. So therefore, even if the court to be Zevimim, they don't receive the punishment. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Kaman Nazuz go like, Hosh Mata to Gabasi. Rebbe Kiva goes according to Rebbe Kiva. The Yom that he says, Dover Lechati Dover. That the Edus is only called the Chati Dover here, the Edus of Mechir alone, and therefore there's no punishment. Omalei Abaya, Viki Rabbonin Nehogim. Because if according to Rabbonin Shita, that even a Chati Dover, half of an Edus means something, then here this Edus Mechir should be killed. So the question is why? What kind of swear is that? Even according to Rabbonin, that a Chati Dover is called Edus, but that if it's a complete Edus. Here we just said a svara, if you're only saying Edus, if somebody sold somebody, that means nothing. Maybe it was the Eved. Ela means like this, what he meant to say. True. Afilo teimer Rabban, even if one of the Rabban Rabban Shita, that a chati dover means something, over the loyasi Edi Geneva. Here we're talking about there was no Edim that Reuven kidnapped Shimon. There was only two Edim here that Reuven sold Shimon. So that Edus alone means nothing. It could be it was his own Eved that he sold, and there's no Aver at all. Yochi is so my remember, what are you going to tell me then? Kur Pshita. Stam to Edom, Stam come make up a story that Reuven sold somebody, so what? Maybe it's the Eved. That's not Edus. Loitzricha, the Afagav, the Yossi Lipsoif. But tell me, even the case though that later on, two Edom came and said, yes, we saw Reuven steal this person. We saw him kidnap him. In other words, there are Edi Geneva. But Edi Geneva came after the Edi Mechira. First two Edom came to Bezin and said, we saw the way he sold him.
So that's a chiddush that is potter. Even though right after that, two other Edom come and say that Reuven kidnapped Shimon. So if the first Edom would have come second, they would be chayv misa. Since they came first, they're potter. So Mar says, L'asvichad yafagad yoslip soif. The Akat is still Milam Emra, so what if they came later? But at the time when the Edom Mechira came first, all they're saying is that they saw Reuven sell somebody. So that alone again means nothing. Maybe it was his own Eved that he sold. So my answer is like Tzricha, the Chiddush is like this. To call Meramzei Remiza, that they're winking to one another. These two pair of Edom like are smiling, winking to one another. And so Mother Tema would have thought the same. Remiza Milsi, that since the Edom that are saying now that we saw him sell him, were winking to the other Edom that said Geneva, that means these Edom that say Mechira know that really Reuven kidnapped Shimon. And when you're coming to say that he sold him, you mean to be Mechayev Misa. Kamash Mala know that Remiza Lav Klomu. Even though Desdin sees the way these two Edom are winking to one another, winking means nothing. Lamaisa, the Edom Mechira opened up the mouth first. They came to Desdin first and said, we saw Reuven sell Shimon. That alone, that's the Chiddush, that alone means nothing. So what if he sold him? Maybe it was his own Eved. Maybe it was his own Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani. We don't know. See, the Chiddush is, even though right after that, to Eved says it was a kidnapping, but we can't put one and one together. To the mission just, Zokin Mamrei, what's the halacha of a Zokin Mamrei, Arpi Bezdin? He has to be chalik against the Bezdin HaGadol. Shinam the Pasuk says, Ki yaflu mimcha dover ha-mishpat, that you're missing something, you have a machlokes, and you come up to the Bezdin HaGadol. So the way it started like this. Sholosh Bati Dinam Hoyu. Near the Beis HaMikdash, there were three Bezdins there. Echad Yeshiva Pesach HaRabayis. There was one Bezdin of 23 by the Pesach, the entrance to the HaRabayis, to the mountain going up. The Yechad was another one a little further in, Yeshiva Pesach HaZorah. By the opening to the Azorah, there was another Bezdin of 23. The Yechad, then finally we got to the Bezdin HaGodl of 71, the Yechad Yeshiva Belishkas HaGodl. Now, Boyin Lozer, first this person is a Zokin Mamre, he's an older person, and he passed him the way in his city, and people in his own city were arguing on him. His own Tziba argued on him. So he says, okay, you know what? We'll go up and ask the Bezdin HaGadol, what do they say about the Shaila? So when he went up, the first question he asked was, Boyin Lozer, Shoa Petra Rabayis. He came to the first Bezdin there of 23 on Rabayis. The Yemi said, Kach to Rashtu, Kach to Rashtu, this is what I hold, this is what my Chabayim hold. This is what I learned, what my friends learned. I have a machlekes here. Who's right? In Shom, if you know, very good, tell us. If you do not know, we're going to go further. And the same thing. In Shom, if you know what to tell us, tell us. If you also do not know the answer, everybody goes up to the Sanhedrin. And there you'll get an answer. Shememenu yoytza teru l'chol Yisrael. Shememenu pozitzel ki amokam ha'ua sheyivcha Hashem. Now, so the Bezdin HaGadol tells this Mamre, tells this person what the lach is. And they tell him, you're wrong. The way you passed him before in your city, you're wrong. Now, Chozal Iroh, this person still goes back home. Now, Shonev Olamad, if he only teaches his Tamidim, the way he learned before, but there will show you Olamad Potter. He's still Potter from Isa. Only the Imhoir Alasis, not only does he teach us, but he tells the people, Alocha L'maisa, you should still do the way I do it, and I'll do it also, then he's Chayiv Misa. Shinem the Pasuk says, Visha Sheyase Bezodin, Ein Chayiv Ad Sheyoyra Lasa, he's only Chayiv, he goes back home, and still tells the people, Alocha L'maisa, you should act and do the way I told you, not the way the Sinhedrin HaGadol of Paskin, for that is Chayiv Misa. Elasus. Talmud Shaira Lasso is Potter, Nimsa Chemakoyle. If Stama Talmud, that's not a Mumcha, tells the Halacha, since people will listen to him anyway, he's Potter from Issa. It has to be only a Mumcha that people listen to. So Mikay Chumra, since he's a small person, it's a bigger Avera really, but Kula, his cow doesn't get Missa because people won't listen to him. There has to only be some that people will accept. Alright, we'll stop here. That's Pei Zion. Oi, got a little sore throat today. Yeah, I got a cup of water. It's not going to help too much for me. Yeah, Pei Zion. The bottom Gemara. Tana Rabboni, we read like this. At the bottom of the Gemara. Tana Rabboni, the Pasuk says, Ki Yipolei Mimcha Dover. That Azoki Mamrei
if he argues on something that's pole, that's hard to understand.